Kriya Shema, Rashi says, B'loshin HaKodesh, V'loi B'loshin Acher. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds you can only be Mekayim Mitzvahs Kriya Shema if you say it in Hebrew the way it's written. If you say it in English, you're not Mekayim Mitzvahs Kriya Shema. Rebbe, say no, B'chol Loshin. You can say it in any Loshin you want, any language you can say Kriya Shema, you'll be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So this is not Megayim to us yet, but we'll soon see our Halacha. Now, my time of the Rebbe, what's the Machlokes? Why does Rebbe say, Davka Loshin HaKodesh? Well, Makron, the Pasuk says, Vohoyu, is Vohoyu Vidashin, this Pasuk, Vohoyu was Vormela, Vidashin Bevyosin Yu. It has to stay the way they were given. Rashi B'Loshin HaKodesh. Vohoyu, it has to be the same way always. It means Krishma, just like it's written in Loshin HaKodesh, that's the way you have to say it. You have to read it, say Krishma only in Loshin HaKodesh, that's the way in the Kind of Mitzvah. For Rabbon in my time, what's Rabbon in Svara? On Makron, the Pasuk says, Shema, Shema Yisroel means here, V'chol Loshin Shata Shemaya. Any language that you hear it in, it's okay. Lav Dalkin Loshin HaKodesh, any language you say, it's okay. For the Gemara of Rebbe Nami, Hoksiv Shema, like what does Rebbe argue on the Chomim? I, the Pasuk says, Shema Yisroel, as long as you hear it. Homi Boile, you know what you do with the word Shema. Heshmi Ali Oznecho, Mashata Moisim Epicha. It means Rebbe holds, you have to hear what you're saying. You can't say it so low that you yourself don't hear it. That's not called a Dibur. A Dibur means you say it loud enough that at least your ears can hear what you're saying. That's called Shema. Shema means your ears have to hear what you're saying. For our Rabbanan Sarva, Rabbanan hold no, that command the Yomar, HaKorei Shema, if somebody says Kriya Shema and reads it so low, V'lo Hishmi L'Yoznei, that you do not hear your own ears, do not hear what you're saying, still your Yotza. That's the locha. But the Yevad Yoytza. Like a Tchili is supposed to say it loud enough that you can hear it. But the Yevad, we hold out the Rabbanan Shittim, even if you said it so low that you can't hear it, still as long as the words came out of your mouth, there was a Kriya, Yomakayim Mitzvahs Kriya Shema. Alright, turn over. Alright, turn over. For Rabbonin Feti Morakasha, for Rabbonin Nami Yoksiv Hoyu, like good Rabbonin have a Pasuk of Shema in any language, but Rebbe is right, the Pasuk also says, Vahoyu Hadvor Mela. For Hoyu, it should be the same way. I mean, just like it's written in Lashon HaKodesh, that's the way you have to read it. For the more of Rabbonin Nami Yoksiv Hoyu, so Marian says, Vahumi Boilei Shelo Yikor LaMafreya. That's how we know our halacha. Vahoyu means you have to read it the way it's written in order. One pasuk after the next pasuk, and not skip around and then come back. You can't read it backwards, I'm afraid it's no good. That's the pasuk of Ahoyu. It has to be in its right manner and not backwards. Rashi shlo yikul amafreya. Rashi says, Alma kriyashma lamafreya loy. You can't read kriyashma backwards. From yochi yalav tonad liyel taima. From here, that's the time before it says kriyashma cannot be read backwards. We know from this pasuk of Ahoyu. From the Gemara of a Rebbe. Shula Yikra Lamafreya Minole. How does Rebbe know this Yisrael that you can't read Kriya Shema backwards? How do you know it? He used the words Vahoyu to say that you can only read it in its Lashon HaKodesh, the way it was given. So how do we know Lamafreya not? So my answer is Midvorim Hadvorim. Tadmar Varebi Shula Yikra Lamafreya Minole. How does Rebbe know that you can't read Lamafreya? So my answer is Midvorim Hadvorim. The Pasuk just could have said, Vahoyu Dvorim. Why did it say it had to say Hadvorim? For in saying Hadvorim, the extra A, that's what he learns there. That it has to be in the right manner. The right order, that's the way you say it. You can't say it backwards. So Rebbe learns, Vahoyu means only in Lashon HaKodesh the way it was given, not in another language. And Hadvorim means the right way and not skip around. For Rabbanan, what about the Rabbanan? Why don't they also say that Vahoyu is for Davka Lashon HaKodesh, and how Devorim is for the right Seder, the right order. And the Gemara, Devorim, how Devorim lemashvelu. That's the Machlokes. The Rabbanan say we don't make a drasha from the word Hadavorim. Devorim and Hadavorim is the same way, that's the way the Psukim talk. So since the Pasuk says Hadavorim, you don't have an extra word like an extra hay. Therefore, how do we know you have to have it in the right order? From the word Vahoyu. So the Rabbanan used the word Vahoyu to say you have to read it in the right order. And the word Shema comes to teach us any language you hear, you say it in, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. So Mar says now, if this is the Machlokes by Kriya Shema, Leima, let's say, Ksava Rebbe, Kol HaTorah Kula, V'chol Loshen Emra.
that the rest of the Torah, which Chura means by Kriya Satorah, you're allowed to say it in any language. You could read the Torah in English if you want. Let's say that's what Rebbe holds. That's what Rashi says. B'chol Loshon Nemra means likroy, so you could read the Torah in any language you want. B'chol Loshon. V'lachen itzvach v'kriya shema v'hoyu. Like the Gemara says. Well, how do we know this from? How do we know Rebbe Yehuda can read the Torah in any language? If you want to tell me that Torah is only read in Lashon HaKodesh, so why does the pasuk have to say again by Krishma Bahoyu only in Lashon HaKodesh, like Pshita? If the Torah can only be read in Lashon HaKodesh, so Pshita Shema also is only in Lashon HaKodesh. So it would be good like this. The Torah could be read in any language. So that's why I need the word v'hoyu to say Krishma as Davka Lashon HaKodesh. The Gemara says, no, itzvah. It could be the whole Torah according to Rebbe that means, the way Rashi says, when you read from the Torah, you have to read in Lashon HaKodesh. You cannot read in English. So if so, why do I need another post that Krishma also was only in Hebrew? Because I would have thought, Shema Kirabonim. Because the post says by Shema Yisrael, it says Shema. I would have thought that Rebbe Yosef was like the Rabbanan. As long as you hear, no matter what language it is, it's good. Therefore the Pasuk says, no, Krishma also has to be Pedavki in Lashon HaKodesh. Now the opposite way. Let's say the Rabbanan hold the whole Torah. Whenever you go to read the Torah, you have to Pedavki read in Lashon HaKodesh. If you're going to think that b'chol loshin emro, that the Torah was said in any loshin, lomli lemichta shema, why by Krishma does the pasuk have to say shema as if to say a drosham in any language? Like, why is Krishma different than the Torah itself? You could read the Torah in any language. You could also say shema in any language. Tamar says no, itzrich. No, I need the extra pasuk shema. Because stavka da'itachemin, the guy would have thought. Even though the whole Torah true could be read in any language. But I would have thought Krishma is different. Because the Pasuk says like Rebbe, Vahoyu, to Rebbe. Vahoyu means it has to be the way it was given. So maybe, what do you mean the way it was given? It was written for sure in Lashon HaKodesh. The question is, when we learn the Torah now, could we learn it in English? So I would have thought Vahoyu says, just like it was given in Hebrew, you have to read Krishma at least in Lashon HaKodesh. It's Kosu Vachamon Shema. Therefore, the Pasuk says Shema, that according to Rabbanin, you could say Krishma in any language. Benachnami, the same halacha that applies to Krishma applies to the Kriya Satara. The real top Taisa says, like Pirish HaKudris, Shenitno Likres Pecholoshim. The Machlaika says, can you lane read from the Torah in any language? So the Kosha says there, Shere Kriya Satara, Enim Minatara. Here is the question with the Raisa, and that we read the Torah is only with the Rabban, Elam with the Rabban and Levad. The Pasha Zohar, only Pasha Zohar, he has to read with the Raisa. Then with the Raisa. But Al-Mulayn, that we lay on Shabbos and on Monday and Thursday, it's only with the Rabban. So Vnir Atay says like this, Nachi Perushay, called Kriya Shabbat Torah. Anytime the Torah gives a mitzvah of Kriya, Kagoyin mitzvah Chalitza, when you don't make Yibun, you make Chalitza, there's a Pasha to speak out. The Kriya of that Pasha has to be in Lashon HaKodesh. O Pasha Segla Rufa, Rels Vidoi Maisa Bikurim, V'chalenu Ashtunim Perkel Namor Mesoita. When the Torah says a special mitzvah to say that Pasha, I would have thought that has to be Gedavka in Lashon HaKodesh, or else that's the Machlekes Lashon HaKodesh, or in any language you want. Other Mephoshim, which Vortaka says, Pshan Rashi is, that the Midiraisa, there's a mitzvah to read the Torah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that's that the Rabbanan Moshe Rabbeinu was mistaken it, that's only Monday and Thursday and Friday and Mincha by Shabbos. But to read the Torah by Shabbos and Yom Tov, they learn it's the Diraisa. There's a mitzvah of Diraisa to learn the Torah. And that's what the Gemara is going on. Can you learn the Torah, can you read it in English, or Badafk in Lashon HaKodesh? That's the Smachlekes. Right. Tefillah. The next thing the Diraisa says is Shimon Esrei. When we say the 18 brachas, we have to say it in the right order. We can't switch around the order. So Gemara asked me, Nolan, how do we know this? There's an order to the Yud Ches, the davening Shimon Esrei. The Tanya we learned. Shimon Apakuli. Shimon Apakuli, Rashi says, Yeshem, and why is it called Apakuli? Shemistaker Betsemer Geffen. He made business from Katin. Shinikra Apakuli. So that was his name, Shimon Apakuli, because he made his business from selling Katin, or making Katin. Is Hister Shemoyne Asar Brochus. He was the one that made the Seder, the order, how we say our 18 brachas. Lefnei Rabbi Gamliel, ala Seder. Ala Seder b'yavna. That, ala Seder. He said over this order in front of Rabbi Gamliel. Gemara says b'yavna. I'm not sure, ala Seder b'yavna. Say al yavnim. The Amar Rabbi Yechanan. The Yarmulah, some say the Mamasnis and the Brice would learn like this. That this would be a kasha. So far it says that Shimon Apkuli, he was the one that made the Seder, the order of the 18 brachas. The Gemara asked the question, now it wasn't him, it was all these Chachom that made it. And the Teretz is going to be later that true, these Chachom made it, but later they forgot the order, and Shimon Apkuli, he's the one that taught us again the order the way it was originally. But the kasher is now, who made it originally? Tony will learn like this. Meyav the Esrim Zakenim. There was 120 Zakenim in Zbik Tamil Chachomim. Uvahem Kama Neviim. And amongst them were plenty of Neviim. Tiknu Shmoina Asara Brachas, Allah Seder. The Anshech Nesra Gedoyla, they were the one that was Mastakin, the Shmon Esra that we say every day. The Yitzchaz Brachas. So this is the Kasha really. How come it says here Shimon Apkuli made the order if it says here 120 Zakenim made it? And like we'll see later, the Teretz is that they made it, 120, but it was forgotten, and later on Shimon Apkuli reminded us exactly the right order. Now, Tana Rabbanim, Minayin Shemim Ovis. How do we know the first brach has to be Ovis? And Magen Avram, Shinem the Pesach says, Hovu Lashem B'nei Elim. B'nei Elim means the strong people, those are the Ovis. Uminayin Shemim Gevurah, how do we know the second brach has to Gibur? We have to say Gevurah. Shinemur Hovul Hashem Kvoid V'yoyiz, come and give Hashem Oiz strength. That's Kvura. Uminayin Shermim Kedushas. How do we know the third book we say after Kaddush? We say Kedusha. Shinemur Hovul Hashem Kvoid Shemoy, Hishtachvul Hashem Bahadras Kredish. Says Bahadras Kredish. So that goes on Kedusha. So after Kvura we say Kedusha. Now, Umaro Loimed Bina. How come the first book we say is after Chenu Adam Das? How can we talk about brains, about the seichel, understanding? Achet kedusha after kedusha. Shneim the pasuk says v'hakedishu es kedesh Yaakov v'yaselakei Yisrael yaritzu. The mashma talking about the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. The samach l'arvari after kedusha says v'yodu sayer ruach bina. That people that make mistakes they should have real understanding. So the pasuk in Yishayahu says right after kedusha bina. That's why the first thing we ask for is bina, understanding. How can we say after the bracha of Atachenin, we say right away the bracha about tshuva? You see what the pasuk says, your heart should understand, you should come and do tshuva. So right after understanding, with the understanding, you have to start to do tshuva. If so, the pasuk says, like, do tshuva and get healed up. So who right after tshuva, we should say the bracha refua. So how come we say gal Yisrael in between? And the Malay sakadai gal Yisrael, Malay sakadai. If they see the pasuk says the yashiv al Hashem yirachemayu, that gal return to Hashem, the alakeinu ki yarbel esloach, Hashem will forgive us. So therefore, after the bracha of Ashreinu Avinu, we say slach lanu. We have to ask for forgiveness. O ma chazes the somches aho. How do we know to be samech over here that slach lanu should come after hashiveinu, after the bracha of tshuva? Samechah, maybe samech on the other pasuk that says that after tshuva comes refuah, comes healing. So Gemara says, "Kos of kurach rina." There's another pasuk that says, "Hasalech lechol avonechi." Mas maslicha, forgiveness comes after for yaveris. Then it says, "Harayfa lechol tachluvechi." Then it says about refuah. Then it says, "Hagoyel mishachas." Hashem will redeem us. So, Lemaim was to teach us the Gula Refua Bosa Slichi, that both the bracha of Gula to redeeming us and Refua of healing us, both comes after Slicha, after we ask for forgiveness. So first again we say Hashiveinu Avinu, we say the bracha of Tshuva, and then we say Slach Lanu, we're asking for forgiveness. For the moral book, Sivan, the pasuk says, Vishav V'Rapaloi, I Mashma, right after Tshuva, right after you come back, right away she asks for refuah to be healed up. Who lav refuah de tachlulim hi? That pasuk of vishav v'rapaloi is not going on that Hashem will heal you from your sicknesses. El refuah de slichi. It means that Hashem will forgive you. That's what it means. Vishav v'rapaloi means do tshuva, come back, and v'rapaloi means Hashem will forgive you. Not that Hashem will heal you.
So therefore, after a bracha of tshuva, we say slach lanu, then we say gula, and then we say refuah. For the Gemara, good. How come, like we say gula, we ask for redeeming before we ask for refuah? Why does gula come seventh? Because the Mitzvah Shem Mashiach will come in the seventh year. Therefore, the Kaveh, the bracha of Gal Yisrael, they get to the seventh bracha. Even though Gal Yisrael is not only going on the redemption of Mashiach, the Mefarshim will say it goes in any problem we have, any tzara, any bad situation we're in, we're asking Hashem, Gal Yisrael, that Hashem should redeem us from any problem we're in. So the component of the main redemption will be when Mashiach will come. So since Mashiach has come in the seventh year of Shemitah, that's why we say the seventh bracha. For the Gemara, is that true? We learned, Beshish is Kailas. On the sixth year of Shemitah, there'll be a lot of noise. There'll be the Muhammad then. There'll be noise, Kailas. Bashviyas Muhammad. In the seventh year of Shemitah, there'll be the Muhammad. There'll be the war. And the Moitsoi Shviyas Ben David Bo. First, after Shemitah, in the beginning of the Moitsoi Shviyas, after the seventh year, that's when Mashiach will first come. So, why do we say the bracha in the seventh? Alachur Mashiach will come in the eighth year, like? There it says, the war that Muhammad Gaigo Magog, that's the beginning of the Gula. So since the war will take place in the seventh year, the Gula like is starting in the seventh, that's why we say the bracha Gaal Yisrael, the Gaal Yisrael, that's the seventh bracha. How come we say Rafua the eighth bracha after Gaal Yisrael we say bracha of Rafua? Since Mila was giving on the eighth day, Shetzrich Refua, and after you have a bris Mila, you have to have a Refua, you have to be healed up, there's a thing called Kavu Bishminis. Therefore, the eighth bracha we say is Refainu. Umar Loima Birchas Hashanah Bachias. How come after that, the ninth bracha is Baruch Aleinu, we're asking Hashem to give us Panosa, give us a livelihood? Is Omer Rabbi Alexandria, Kineged Maskiya Shorim. Because the people that change the showroom change the prices in the marketplaces. See, the pasuk says Shivor Zeroya Rosha, that he'll change around the marketplaces. So what does that have to do with the ninth? Here actually says the Pasha Chiyas Omra. This was said in the ninth Pasha. And this pasuk here, Shivor Zeroya Rosha, is talking about the ninth pasuk. Mar says it here. Shivor Zeroya Rosha, for David Kiyomra B'Chiyas Omra. When David said this capital, is talking about the ninth capital, so that's why the bracha of Baruch Aleinu goes in the ninth bracha. Omar ro loyma kibbutz golius liyachah brichas hashonim. How come the next bracha is a kibbutz golius? We say right. Then we say kibbutz golius right chav shoifer. How come that bracha is the tenth bracha? The pasuk says v'yatim harei yisrael anavchem titenu fer yichem tisol yami yisrael. Ki kervu lovoi, the chibur here. So mashuvat that after the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, then you come to have a kibbutz golius. The Rashi says Alma kibbutz golius beis brachas hashanim hi. That kibbutz will also be the zman when we have Baruch Aleinu. Hashem gives us a panosa. That's going to pirulichem tisol ami that Hashem will give us food. And then it says, "Be careful, lovely, that Hashem will gather us together." Right then, the chibush in his kabsu golius. Once there'll be a kibbutz golius, everybody will be brought back together again. Nasadin v'rishoyim. Then Hashem will give judgment to the rishoyim. Then we say, "Tashibu sheftenik of rishoyno." Hashem will come and give judgment again. Shneim the pasuk says, "V'yoshiva yodi olayich v'yetzrav kabor sigoyich." The Hashem will return us, bring us back again, and then will punish the goyim that gave us a hard time. Well, see, the pasuk says, "V'yoshiva shavtayich k'v'rishayna." Hashem will return the judgment the way it was at the beginning. So therefore, that's why Hashiva shavtayinu comes after the kav shayfer. Now, v'chiva and shenasa din min rishayim. As soon as Hashem gives judgment to the rishayim, meila kolu ha'poshim v'kolu zaydim imoyim. Therefore, we say, "La mashinim al tisikva." The Rishonim should be destroyed. When Hashem will give them judgment, after the judgment, they'll be destroyed. So, after the judgment of Hashiva Shavteinu, we say, "La mashinim." The goyim will be destroyed. Shneim the pasuk says, "V'sheva poishim v'chatoyim yachtav." Hashem like will destroy the poishim, the Rishonim. V'chivon shekolu ha poishim. once the Rishoyim will be destroyed, Mitzrayim Mes Keren Tzadikim. That's the next brach of Allah Tzadikim, Allah Hasidim, that then will be lifted up, the Keren, the corn of the Tzadikim. The horn of the Tzadikim. You see, the Pasuk says, V'chol Karnei Rishoyim Agadeya, Tzorim Emenu Karnei Tzadik. That once Hashem knocks down the Rishoyim, then automatically comes up the Tzadikim. The Kerlo Geriat Tzadikim Atzadikim. When we put the Geriat Tzadik also, the good Gerim, with the Tzadikim, Shinema Mifnei Seva Tokim. For that, the Pnei Zokim. The Samach Lev, Chiyoga Ritchem Ger, Samash Megir also goes with the Tzadikim. The Heichem Mishronimus, where will Hashem lift up the Tzadikim? Where will we have our Gula? Where will we be then? Maybe Yerushalayim. Hashem will lift us up, then Mashiach will come, then we'll be in Yerushalayim. That's why the next bracha we say, Yerushalayim Yircha, goes to Yerushalayim. Shinem Mashalu Shalom Yerushalayim, Yishtobo Yavoyich. Now, Kivon Shev Nivnes Yerushalayim, once Yerushalayim is built up, Bodov, then Mashiach will come. It comes together, really. Shinem Mashalu,